This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Protesters rallied again last night in Denver against police brutality and racism. This time, demonstrators marched with the families of William DeBose and others who have lost people in police-involved shootings. CPR's Blake Simony has more.
The Party for Socialism and Liberation partnered with the families to organize last night's march. Leading the pack with a truck, a mic, and some speakers, they took to Denver's Capitol Hill neighborhood, peacefully, to share their message. Defund the police. They stopped and chanted in front of a home they said belonged to Denver District Attorney Beth McCann. For CPR News, I'm Blake Simony.
And a bill that will change policing in Colorado is now headed to the governor's desk. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The expansive bill bans chokeholds, makes it easier for people to individually sue police officers, limits the weapons police can use against crowds, and requires all officers to soon wear body cameras. It passed both chambers at the state legislature, with a lot of Republican support. Democratic State Representative Leslie Harrod, who carried the bill, says this is just a start.
This is not the end of the road of these issues. This is not going to face racial injustice, but we have a duty to intervene and do something about it.
The measure wasn't opposed by the state's police union or district attorneys. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And another warm day for Denver and Colorado Springs, highs near 90. Thunderstorms are possible later in the day. You're listening to CPR News.